News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he's anticipating increased tourist arrivals to Jamaica based on the positive response to the Jamaica House established in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil during the 2016 Olympic Games. Jamaica House Rio, established by the Jamaica Tourist Board at the Jockey Club in Brazil, exposes visitors to diverse aspects of Jamaican culture in an interactive format. It runs from August 10 to 21. The activities offered at Jamaica House include destination presentations on Jamaica, dance classes, consumer promotions, VIP client hosting, and viewing of Olympic races. Mr. Holness says Jamaica's reputation as a vacation destination received a major boost during his recent visit to Brazil, which he expects will translate into actual trips to the country.
What I witnessed firsthand was travel agents coming in, asking questions about Jamaica, about our packages, having our food, literally getting tutorials on Jamaica. I'm certain that the performance of Usain Bolt and having our Jamaica House activities in Rio would have influenced many more Brazilians to travel.
Mr. Holness was speaking at the Economic Growth Council quarterly press briefing Wednesday. The Ministry of Finance is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with EGOV Jamaica, which will see the agency receiving $35 million US in loan funding. The funding is earmarked to assist the agency in further meeting its mandate of establishing a modern ICT service provider for the entire government of Jamaica. It will also help to ensure that reliable and consistent data is available for decision-making and service delivery across the public service. The MOU is slated to be signed on Thursday, August 25. It forms part of the government's strategic Public Sector Transformation Program, which aims to strengthen public resource management and support selected public sector entities in facilitating an environment for growth. EGOV Jamaica is the information technology implementation arm of the government. Jamaica's capacity to produce clean Irish potato seedlings has been boosted with a $19 million allocation from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF. Under the In Vitro Propagation of Potato Seeds Training Program, the money spent annually to import 90% of Irish potato seeds into the island will be cut significantly. Managing Director at JASIF, Omar Sweeney, says the availability of disease-free first-generation seeds will also be guaranteed throughout the year.
This should result in significant savings of foreign exchange, development of a new agriculture industry, better control of pests and disease of quarantine importance, independence and control of seed availability, and increased yield per hectare, and ultimately total production.
JASIF has contracted a microbiologist from Belgium to investigate the status of laboratories in Jamaica, as well as the development of the Irish potato industry. And the CARICOM Review Commission has extended the deadline for members of the public to submit their recommendations about Jamaica's membership in the regional body. The date for submissions has been extended from August 31 to September 30. Chair of the Commission, Bruce Golding, reiterates that submissions from the public will add objectivity to the review process as well as provide a more comprehensive view of the nation's position on the matter.
Because I think it is important for us to know what the ordinary Jamaican citizen feels about CARICOM, what do they think, and how can that inform us in terms of the way forward.
The terms of reference of the committee include the evaluation of the effects that Jamaica's participation in CARICOM has had on the country's economic growth and development, as well as the analysis of CARICOM's performance against the goals and objectives of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas. Submissions to the 18-member committee can be sent to CARICOM Review Pub at mfaft.gov.jm. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.